What up, y'all? I'm Naomi.
And I'm Andy. We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. You know Naomi from Two Dope Queens and Broad City.
And Andy's written for everyone from Pete Holmes to Cedric the Entertainer.
And we're also the hosts of the new comedy podcast Couples Therapy, which features stand-up comedians who are close doing sets together about their relationship.
You'll hear from siblings who shouldn't be roommates, married couples who hate each other's moms, and co-hosts who become codependent.
Episodes feature everyone from SNL's Sasheer Zamata and Nailed It's Nicole Byer to Daily Show correspondents Ronnie Chang and Roy Wood Jr.
Not to mention First Wives Club's Michelle Buteau, Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black, and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's Rachel Bloom.
And many more.
It's like if therapy was funny and there wasn't a copay. Download it on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Planet Fitness Kiss 108 Studios. Now back to Maddie in the Morning.
On Kiss 108.
Step by step. Ah, here they are. We got Donnie, Danny, Jonathan, and Jordan. Joey's ducking me. Did I ever tell you about we almost got into a fist fight on a golf course? Did I ever tell you that story?
Every time we come in.
Guy is a... Where is he?
He's doing a play in New Jersey, and he's got to protect that golden voice, that young
man. Oh, I know.
I go to Boston and get on the air with Maddie and Billy and Lisa. I'm never going to be able to do my play tonight.
Of course not. Donnie, how you doing?
Great. I'm happy to be home. Happy to be with my guys. And happy to be with you guys.
Yeah, where do you stay? Do you stay at home?
I stay in... I work a lot, so I'm mostly based out of St. Charles, Illinois. I work in New York, so I stay in New Jersey when I'm there in Weehawken, New Jersey, and I have a house here in Plymouth, Mass. So,
you had a house down in Plymouth?
Yeah. Laying low in Plymouth.
Wow.
Yep.
How'd you pick Plymouth?
You know, I got a lot of friends there, and it felt like right for me. Us Dorchester guys don't make it all the way down to the Cape. We didn't have enough.
Well, that's what Plymouth
have
is.
Enough gas money, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Right. Plymouth is for people settle in Plymouth when they're going to the Cape, and then they just.
Yeah.
We ain't
going over that bridge. Yeah,
I'm not going over the bridge. I'm just going to pull in the Plymouth. Yeah. So Danny, what are you up to, brother?
Nothing much. Just with the family in Miami. Came up here for this little shindig here with the guys. That's about it. I'm just with my family, hanging out, taking some time off.
He's also a grandfather. Come on, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. A grandfather on the block, baby.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I beat them all to the punch. So,
oh,
yeah.
That is so cool.
One of the new kids
is a grandfather.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. That's awesome.
That's a big
That's
story.
It.
Right?
That is the coolest
Breaking
thing
news,
ever.
Man. Oh, man.
Sorry, Danny. Boy, girl, what do you got?
It's a girl, Rose Elizabeth.
Oh, Rose. That's a pretty name.
She's beautiful. She's already got my heart, and I'm a very lucky man. Got a great family.
Oh, wow. Aww. Oh, my God.
Sounds like a song in the making right there.
There you go.
Wow. Jonathan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good.
Okay. Well, that's usually an opening for, to expound, Don't you want to plug anything or anything?
John's filming
He's good.
A TV
Jonathan's
show.
Good. Okay.
Come on, John. He's filming a TV show.
Come on,
show.
Spill, John.
Yeah.
Let him know.
Yeah, I'm doing a series for HGTV right now. It's called...
Is that the one where they have, the hoarders and all that stuff?
No.
That's the other channel.
That's the channel, right?
Dr.
Hoarders is on A&E.
HGTV.
No, it's Hoarders isn't on HGTV. It's
that's
on A&E.
Oh, Hoarders.
CLC.
Hoarders, yeah. That comes on right after my 600-pound life, which is my favorite show. I do. I like the show.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
How do you get to be 600 pounds?
Lots of cheeseburgers.
Don't move.
I can actually do the doctor impersonation very well. Does anyone watch the show? Dr. No?
No, we don't watch
it. If you keep eating the calories, you're not qualified for the weight loss surgery. And you stop enabling him. You're the one going to the store to get in the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's like spot on.
That's good, guys.
Boy, oh boy. Jordan.
Me?
Are you into impressions?
Impression? Not off the bat.
Jeez, who does the impression of the guy? How often do you watch the 600-pound life that you've developed an impression of the guy, Donnie?
I'm married. We watch a lot of TV.
Is that what it is? Yeah, the party. You just stay home.
We work a lot, and then when we're home, we lay in bed and binge watch lots of things, including that. And Dr. Pimple Popper, and hopefully Jonathan's Farmhouse Fixer.
Yeah.
What'd
you say, Dr. Pimple?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
That's a real show.
That's a big one.
It's nasty. What? It's what? Just a doctor, and they show people. He just.
She.
It's a she. Yeah.
She cuts open cysts and squeezes it out right on the. It's awesome. It's not.
What
really
is wrong with you? You're a smart guy. That's what you watch.
That's what TV
is for. The pimple popper thing.
TV is for checking out. It's the same thing as watching the impeachment trial, man. It's like watching pus squirt all over America.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. I just binge watch your show on TV.
Thank you.
And is that still on? You've got another season, right?
Yeah.
You know, Bill forgot the name of it just then.
Yeah,
that show.
Yeah.
What's that show? You mean Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods.
I love that. Yeah, you know he watches it religiously. I watch that show, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever it is or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
How's Tom Selleck look up close? Is he aging well?
He's aging well. He's like fine wine. He's intimidating, though, I'll tell you that much.
He's a big man.
He's tall as hell. When I first met him, I got cast in the show. I walked in to meet him, and I was like, there's no way I'm his son. You know what I mean? I don't have enough hair. I don't have a mustache. I'm like 4 feet tall. But he's a great guy. He works so hard, and you know, he's an icon. I mean, he's outdone Magnum with Blue Bloods. You know, we've been on 10 years and done like 30 or 40 more episodes than he did on Magnum, which is.
Wow.
To do that twice, like Andy Griffith and maybe Dick Van Dyke and Carol O'Connor and maybe one other person, Mary Tyler Moore, have done that like in the history of television.
Wow.
Yeah.
For those of you who are not old,
right?
Those references.
That's before Dr. Pimple Popper.
Donnie's sure. Restaurant. Those are references from early days of television a long time ago. Yeah.
Boy.
That's cool. So you watch Pimple Popper, but you also have the classy enough to remember Mary Tyler Moore. Rest in peace.
That's right.
That's
how new kids roll, man. That's how we roll.
Okay, plug time. Let's go. Here we go.
That's right.
What are you doing now? You're touring. We don't get you until when? September?
Yeah.
September
the
19th? 19th? Mm-hmm. We're going to be at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Hey!
Now, what's the deal? Now, you guys are there one day after or one day before Aerosmith. Did you guys do this together? Is it just a coincidence that it worked out that way?
We were thinking about doing some stadiums this year, and we had a great tour last year with the mixtape tour. New Kids, Salt-N-Pepa, and Naughty by Nature, and Tiffany and Debbie. It was a hugest tour maybe we've ever had. But we were thinking about what to do this year, and then we were going to take a year off. And then Aerosmith reached out, and we're thinking about playing Fenway. And then we said, well, why don't we do a night? You do a night. We'll just make it a Boston event. And they added Extreme to their show. We added Belle Biv DeVoe to our show. And now we're just turning it into a Boston homestand.
Hold on. Did you say Extreme is coming?
Extreme and Aerosmith.
Boy, oh boy, that goes back.
More than Morris.
Well, those are local guys, right?
Yeah, it's all local. So we're going to pull out all the stops. Now we're dusting off everybody in Boston, hopefully, for this weekend and going to make it a really, really special event. And I'm talking about everyone.
Wow.
There's already calls out to Marky Mark. I'm not playing around. We're going to make this shit epic.
Yeah.
And I just swore on the radio.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, jeez. Don't even bother
but
bleeping
I'm passionate
it.
About this. I'm passionate.
Did you just swear on my radio show? Honestly?
A lot of kids out there listening.
I'm not sure if the swear is actually more worse than talking about Dr. Pimple Popper at 6 a.m.
No, for those of you didn't hear what he said because we had to bleep it out, he was made reference to his baby brother might be joining him on stage. And he said this blank is getting real, basically, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blank.
What does he do? Oh, he sings. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I was just thinking him as an actor. I forgot he sings.
Yeah, he forgot. He forgot too. But
yeah, you think you'll get? Well, what was the name of his band?
The Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch, right.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
They're still funky.
They're still around, right?
We're working on it. We're working on a bunch of stuff. Yeah, we just we're just announcing the show with you here, Maddie. So, you know, this is we don't want to give away all the surprises and stuff, but we're going to try to make it a special. Boston deserves no less than the most epic weekend ever, and we're going to do our part to make sure it's that.
How's Did that? You just read that off of a piece of paper? That was pretty good.
Jordan,
I gotta
Jordan
say, I don't mean
held
to be
his
critical.
Phone up and I read his phone.
Yeah,
stick to the critical. Talking points, Donnie. Yeah, stop talking about pus.
Yeah, Jordan's not talking. He just is like whispering. I don't want to criticize your brother, but when he went on to become a giant movie star, kind of left the Funky Bunch behind. You know, the Funky Bunch are going, where's mine? Yeah, we're not in the movies.
Yeah. Well.
That would be big. There's no way you're bringing your brother.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really spans the ages, doesn't it?
It really does. It tests the time.
Just made 24 cents off of that little tidbit you played there. Thanks,
yes,
guys.
He did.
Thank you.
And you know what? I love your brother. He put me in a song. And when it comes to rhymes, I got several. No sleep. I'm up in the morning like Maddie. How about that?
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. That, of course, wasn't one that wasn't released as a single. That was just deep on an album track that never got played.
Deep,
but
that's deep. That's deep.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Well-deserved. Well-deserved,
right.
Maddie.
Let's get down to business. Tickets go on sale Friday at Ticketmaster.
Yep.
Is your pre-sale now?
Started yesterday. The Red Sox pre-sale is today, right? The Boston Red Sox pre-sale. The original pre-sale for us was yesterday. It was pretty epic. It seems like everyone's really excited about the show. And the public tickets go on sale Friday.
And so what we're going to do? We have tickets, right, Bex?
Yep, we have them right
We have
now.
Those? Yep. Okay, because we have tickets for your show for the weekend, for you and Aerosmith. Yep. 617-931-1108 is our phone number. Call at 25, gets those tickets. Donnie, Danny, Jonathan, Jordan, you guys are awesome. It's always great to see you guys. Come see us again, boys.
All right, thank you.
Bye, guys.